AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream.
Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work. In traffic, so slow.
Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
I'm so excited to tell you JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited-time men's collection for the everyday guy. What I love about Walker Hayes is his laid-back nature. He's a family man and being a country megastar while also having 7 kids. You know he likes to keep his style cool and casual. This new collection is perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear, affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th. Just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
You deserve a moment to yourself every single day. And a delicious bite of a Keebler Sandies can give you that comforting pause. Bring along the melt-in-your-mouth magic of a Keebler Sandies to add a sprinkle of joy to your workday. This magic is baked into simple shortbread cookies by Ernie and the Keebler Elves. So as life continues to fly by, make the most of your me moment. Take a pause and enjoy a Keebler Sandies.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts, the hottest podcast in the streets. Visit the new website today, www.bigfactspod.com.
Law for First Class Sounds, you know who it is, DJ Scream. I'm here, Big Bang is here, Baby Jade is here, Sha Jones, OG Shantae, Kashizi with the Crocs, that's her new name. What's going on, Sha? Talk to me, because they're not going to talk to me. They're rolling weed.
What's up, Scream? How you doing?
So what we're going to talk about today is, you know, if you're in a relationship, and it can be a relationship of, we don't know how long, like something that's kind of short, or you've been in that relationship a long time. And I think you can apply this to even some of your friends, too, just friends. Like, if somebody just completely let they self go, how do you tell them about they self? Meaning as in, maybe it's a woman that used to get her hair done. She don't get her hair done no more. She don't get her nails done no more. Maybe your man don't, you know, groom himself right, ain't getting his hair cut, ain't shaving. The person might not smell the same way they used to smell. They just don't let themselves go and got comfortable, and they just on some bullshit and you ain't feeling it. How do you talk to them about that?
Well, I think I'm going to just pull them to the side. And then just...
It ain't no pulling aside.
Yeah, y'all together.
Y'all together in your house.
That's what I'm saying. Like, just, you know, try to have one of those... You know when you pull your person to the side and you have one of them deep conversations? Yeah, like, you put them to the side, sit them on the bed. Like, you know them deep conversations. Pull you to the side, sit you down, and let you know you got to get right, or I may just start...
Or you going to find another nigga?
I'm going to probably still stay, but I'm going to just be outside sometimes.
You going to be cheating?
Basically.
Okay. She kept it real up top.
If you tell somebody and they don't give a fuck, and I still love you.
Now, if you stop doing that shit, then that's what you expect from the other person?
For them to step out on you? I would expect them to, like, try, you know? But, yeah. It's only, if you with somebody for a very long time.
If you let yourself go, you saying you would be okay or you would expect.
No, let me clear this up. It depends on why they let themselves go. If they let themselves go because they grieving something and they dealing with like a death or something like that, that's something deep. That's something that I'm just going to have to wait that out and just.
I'm talking about some lazy comfortable.
But if you just own some lazy shit, I'm not about to be lazy with you.
Okay. So you'll tell them get your shit together or I'm cheating.
If you don't have no motivation to get yourself together either. Like, come on.
What did this deep conversation lead to?
What you mean?
What did the deep conversation lead to? Like, you had this deep conversation, you pulled them aside. Like, what did you say to them?
Baby, listen, you've been around this house, not doing shit for about 6 months now. I mean, what's the plan? Like, what's the plan? If the person sit there and be like, you know, I'm just trying to, I got to get motivated to go to the gym or blah, 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 then I'm going to try to help motivate them. They be like, I ain't doing shit. I mean, I'm straight. Then shit.
Because I think the frustrating part is Yeah, but relationships change. But it's like, so the person you get with might not be the person that they become, if that makes sense. Like, the person that you get mm-hmm. with is the person that you sign up to be with, right? Mm-hmm. But I think people do need to know that you're going to learn shit about people the longer you with them. And there might be some rough patches. I don't have some rough patches. I'm like, man, I ain't doing all that shit. I mean, I'm going to keep my hygiene up, but I might be a little scruffly or some shit. I might put on a little extra weight or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Shantae is like, what's the
one? I mean, that's different. Like, yeah, not shaving and putting on a little weight is different from letting yourself go, not being shit.
But that, if that's what you expect from me, it is letting myself go. If I'm always fresh, I'm always on point, I'm always this, I'm always that.
And, but you're going through some depression?
That's the standard.
But are you going through some depressed stuff or like some life stuff, midlife crisis?
Ain't feeling this shit.
You busy at work and you ain't got time.
But like, if you was already one way and then you start doing something other way, you got to be goddamn.
Something got to be wrong.
Yeah, something
not necessarily. You could have got comfortable.
That's what we're talking about, comfortable.
Yeah, you could have got comfortable. That don't mean something is wrong.
Huh? So oh, well, I think the disconnection. That's where the talk come from then. That's where the sit down come from, baby. You got comfortable and I.
But part of that sit down is what you got to say
is.
Let yourself
go. It's like you're not, you didn't gain weight. You just don't care. You comfortable. You eating whatever, whatever. Look at me. It don't matter. That's when you let yourself go. Not going through
that's
depression.
What we're saying. That's what I'm saying. That's what
but depression causes you to let yourself go,
that's
though, right?
That's one cause. Yeah, but sometimes it's just negligence.
I right. was thinking, like, if it's depressed shit, I'm going to ride it out. If it's exactly. negligent.
You comfortable with what, though?
That's just the relationship. You know how some people get happy weight.
Think about it. Relationships, right?
But you ain't bathing?
No, we're
that's
talking
what
about
I was
that.
Thinking.
No.
Like, you just let yourself
no, we're not
you
going
ain't
that far. That was just,
no.
That was just,
no,
you were just talking shit. Don't ignore that
bathing.
Part. No.
What ignore you said?
I ain't said nothing about taking a bath, period.
Shantae
said, not you not bathing. That's what you just said?
Yeah.
This is
this shit on camera, so you can't do what you do when we got there. You be nah, but what I was saying is, I feel like man, it depends. Like I always back do what I say, bro. It depends on who it is.
But okay,
and the
you
situation.
Do you do all this shit to get a person or get a person's attention, right? You do this shit. You're fresh. You this. You fly. You on your shit. Then you get the person, and. This is one of the reasons why
she got an airbed. She one of them old airbed ass hoe like you know, tricky. She look good as hell in the club.
No, I ain't even talking about that. I'm talking more so about the person can really be that person, but they let they self go.
They got comfortable.
Like you might be attracted to a woman because like man, she be fresh, her hair be right, she be fresh.
Oh, she ain't doing the same.
Good.
Yeah, she ain't doing the same.
She ain't no new
oh,
perfume.
Oh, y'all done got locked in. She comfortable with you. We figured it out. The
put
relationship
the hat on every day. Mm-hmm. Fuck it. This nigga already got this nigga.
That's different.
I feel
how's
like
that different?
I ain't really tripping on that because
yeah, by that time y'all supposed to be homies, lovers, and friends.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When it get to that, I ain't really tripping on that because we gonna wipe down when it's time to wipe down.
Yeah.
Okay.
At that point.
You ain't gotta be like this every day.
No,
like.
Not every day. No, I ain't saying every day. I'm saying they ain't never doing it no more.
But
that's
no,
what
not,
let
not,
yourself
not,
go.
Nah,
is.
You don't like you saying, basically, you just done lost your fly, but I can still see that fly up under that little shit you doing.
For sure.
You can wipe that down still. Like, but to you saying, I done seen, like, you just done let yourself to
you
the
don't
dog.
Let yourself to the point where it's like they don't give a fuck because they think they got the other person. So you're not just talking about just the fly shit. You're talking about maybe the overweight shit, maybe the grind, maybe the hustle. You're talking about the
that's
whole
shit. That's different,
though,
when you start saying
but see, appearance,
hustle and grind.
Appearance and
that's letting yourself
and,
go. You let your hustle go.
That's different.
Physical
from
characteristics
just...
and character characteristics are two different things.
They are, but you can let that go. You can let your hustle go. We know some people used to be on their shit.
How can you let
facts.
Your character
nah,
go?
And they ain't on their shit.
Do that though.
People used to be on their shit and they not on
their
shit. You're like, bro,
day.
What's up with you? You ain't on
you
your shit.
You got
some
nigga compromise their character every day, man. You see these niggas every day. Niggas
for,
out there
for,
like,
for sure.
Bro, I never thought he'll do that.
Exactly.
That's different.
That's letting yourself go though.
Like, this, you been too still. Now you a dick rider?
Okay.
You can
like
just,
you got a whole nigga like this nigga been stiff the whole time. Then my nigga, he stiff. I know he on stiff shit. He stiff on me. I see him following a nigga, behind, walking behind a nigga dick ride. What you do in that situation?
You let yourself go. You let your reputation go.
That's
in that situation.
Like what do you do in that situation, man?
If you dating somebody that's doing it.
It's hard to come back from that.
That's like, what we said. So. Okay, you
that's
know
just like a nigga.
You know,
that's just
like
if, that's just like if I had a nigga and I saw him get beat up, depending on the circumstances of the fight,
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be able to like.
Any nigga get beat up though.
Anybody.
No, that's
he
what I'm saying.
If he ain't no boxer, You see no,
depending on the circumstances.
You mean?
Yeah.
I see you get punked.
No, yeah, nigga just slap you.
Yeah, I see you get punked. Like, anything can get beat up.
Yeah, you just go out.
Or, like, you doing all the woofing, and then you get your ass bent up, and then you, like, come home and, like,
bitch up.
Try to, like, talk shit to me. Like,
beat up and bitch up is a different.
Like, I won't beat your ass. Like, these niggas just beat your ass. Like,
yeah.
Beat up and bitching up is a different, though. Yeah. Anything can beat up. Shit. Nigga Floyd getting up right now with the right nigga, he get his ass.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Any nigga, the best fighter in the world, done got that. Mike Tyson, nigga done beat up Mike Tyson.
Yeah. For sure.
Yeah.
Nah, but
for sure.
You get your ass bitched, you like a nigga done treat you like a hoe, you can't come back from that.
No.
But on the other end, with I guess with me, the relationship, shit, we gotta wear this shit back, baby.
Definitely. Yeah, he's gonna sit down, huh?
Yeah, we gotta wear this shit back.
Let's get this trainer.
Whatever we gotta do, we gonna figure this shit out.
Yeah, for sure. I see, I'm not even saying on no leaving shit. I'm not even saying on no cheating shit. I'm just saying that.
My cheating only
I'm
going
to join your ass, though.
No, but you that, said. Now,
that's some Atlanta shit. I would, too.
Yeah, I'm going to join your ass all day. Like, I'm you just want to sit around and smoke a nigga weed and shit up. And
yeah, but I said cheat. If somebody lose themselves and they not washing their ass, they not.
Washing their ass is.
Okay, they just sitting at the house playing video games, not doing shit. Like, don't want to let their business go. Just sitting there just being a lump on the log. Like, they don't have no motivation or nothing, and I still care for that person, I'm probably going to. By that time, somebody probably already got my attention. I'm just being real with women.
I think
if a man let themselves go too far, like, somebody already got their attention after
so
a while.
So on the other side of it, if you ain't getting your hair done, if you ain't getting your nails done, you sitting at home watching goddamn Real Housewives or whatever the fuck you watching, when you cook the shrimp fried rice, it don't taste good. When you cook the pancakes, it don't taste good. This shit don't taste good. Then you're saying that you know you would be okay with somebody cheating on you.
If I'm not doing nothing?
If you're not doing the shit you're that you're supposed to be doing, then
already assuming you cheating at that point, shit.
Okay.
If I'm not doing shit and I'm at the house just being a lazy, I ain't doing shit.
And the other
but why even be in the house, though? Like, why even?
Busting their ass and all that
because
shit?
Because they already committed to
they
each other.
Committed.
They already together. They might have kids or some shit. Who knows?
Yeah,
like,
nah.
They together.
I'm saying still, like, I don't know.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay. I love Walker Hayes. He's amazing. He's so fun, such a great entertainer. And that's why I'm so excited that JCPenney and country music singer-songwriter Walker Hayes are partnering together on a new limited time men's collection for the everyday guy. The Walker Hayes for JCPenney collection is an upbeat playlist of instant classics with laid back appeal and down home vibes. As a dad of 7 kids, he knows exactly what fathers want and need when it comes to their style. This collection reflects his casually cool styles with outdoor-inspired details and versatile colors. Perfect for the guy living the t-shirt life or someone wanting some fresh options that feel just as good. It's easy to wear affordable styles that celebrate the ultimate family man, along with the quality, durability, and sensibility dads appreciate. Available online Saturday, May 4th at jcp.com and in-store Thursday, May 16th, just in time for Father's Day. Limited time only. JCPenney, make it count.
I'm assuming I'm getting cheated on. If I'm at the house gaining like 50 pounds, I ain't doing shit. I ain't having sex.
What is that going to do? Make you spiral even further out of control? Or are you going to try to get a grip and get your shit together?
I don't know. That ain't going to never be me. I'm an athlete, but...
No, I'm saying, okay.
I'm assuming I'm getting cheated on at that point. Honestly.
I do think the part of if somebody is losing themselves or letting themselves go, what you should do is talk to the person.
Talk to them.
Because you got some fucked up people that won't.
They ain't going to hear it. They're going to take it as criticism if you try to talk to them.
That's true.
But if y'all in a relationship, if y'all in a relationship and you love this person, when they first start slipping, you're going to see it and you're going to start saying something every day. Until that slip goddamn get fixed. That's just how I feel.
Yeah. So like, would say that again, I'm sorry.
If I'm in a relationship, if Shantae, if I see her, she off her shit, I'ma talk so much shit to her every day that she gonna know she off her shit. It ain't no way that I'm finna be out there, let's sit down and talk. I'ma say it as rude, as nice, as calm, as loud, as however the fuck I gotta say it, I'ma say it every day.
And that's the key to a union and or relationship lasting. But what I'm saying is there's some other
brutal
people
honesty.
Out there. Right. There's some other people out there, man, they don't fell off. I'm just finna goddamn go do this other
but
shit without even
it.
Talking.
But if it ain't worth, because it ain't worth it to
that's
that person.
That's different.
That's true, too.
Yeah.
But you know some of us.
But that's what I'm saying. If it's not worth it, then why even do it at all?
We got millions of people that do this shit every day.
I know that, but I'm just saying, like, logically, like, if it's not worth it to you to mm-hmm. try to
because
help your significant person get back right, then why even, like...
But at the end of the day, when y'all saying about going on or cheating or fuck all that, I'm still going to tell her because I care about her.
Right.
I ain't going to be the nigga trying to tell her something. She need to do this for me. Mm-hmm. That you need to do this for yourself. Because regardless of what, you can look like goddamn... Whoever, goddamn, a mermaid, niggas gonna do what he gonna do anyway. That don't matter. I'm telling you this for you, like, you off your shit.
Right.
I don't give a fuck how you look, I'm gonna love you, cause I already love you. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you tripping.
Mm-hmm. I feel it.
I guess.
I do feel it. I'm just saying that there's some people out there, and I think that's selfish, that wouldn't let their partner know about that shit. And that create whole different problems. That's a whole different episode.
They for sure cheating if they not telling them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Or waiting for the excuse to do some bullshit.
Yeah, at that point, like they that. Just
waiting. I'm the type of nigga, I'm asking questions about my shit. Like, me shoot, like, what this shit look like? What you think? Whatever, I need to do that. What you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, let's figure this shit out, man.
Yeah. Some people are not capable of letting they self all the way go, though. I think everybody has moments where they know I might be slipping a little
yes.
bit.
Yes.
But some people aren't even capable. Like, I'm not going to say humbly, I don't think I would ever just let myself completely go. I don't think nobody in this room would. You know what I'm saying?
Willing and able.
Not willingly enabled. That's what I'm saying.
That's a fact.
So I think that part, like Jay was saying, is a characteristic part. But there are people, and I've asked, like, there are people who have let themselves go, and you ask them, is it because of this? Are you, is everything straight? No, I'm good. I just... Like maybe some people get exhausted trying to keep up.
But some people sometimes really be going through stuff and just don't let other people know.
That too.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
that's really too. What be going on. When
people be going through shit and won't even let they self know, too.
Yeah, though. For real. Like, when people go from zero.
Some shit, you could be going through some shit and lying to yourself like you're not.
Yeah. Because people just don't let themselves go. You go from zero to, a 100 to, like, zero, and you all messed up. You go from being fly to, like, not washing your ass and all that other shit and just dirty. 9 times out of 10, something's going on mentally. Like, if you saying you fine and you just comfortable with just being not shit, then that's different.
Makes sense. Make all the sense in the world.
I don't know how you tell them, but without just not telling them.
Yeah, you gotta just tell them.
Because with shit like that, you can't beat around the bush because it's gonna defeat the purpose and they're not gonna rectify the real issue.
Yeah.
Because you're trying to sugarcoat it and they're gonna think it's something else.
I think that worked for the personalities in this room, but there are some people that are really sensitive and you do have to kind of like break down how you lay it to them because
that
shit
might.
You said Drake him? Mm-hmm. Break that down. What you mean by Drake?
You know, Drake, like, you know, says it but kind of doesn't say it but kind of makes you feel, like, not so bad. Like how we just talked about, like, how he lets you down easy, like, and not, like, doesn't really, like,
bitch, you ain't shit, but you beautiful or something? Like, what do you
mean? But at the end of the day, it depends on the person you're dealing with. Because if I try to do it like that, it ain't going to be received right. It's going to be received as some fake shit.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Personalities.
Yeah.
You don't even talk like that, so this shit must be okay.
Yeah.
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 The personalities is just different. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know when you know you can't tell everybody the same thing the same way. You see what I'm saying? Even in your family, like, okay, I can just tell this person that shit straight up. This person, I got to package it up a little different and deliver it because they might fucking cry and fall on the ground or some bullshit. You know what I mean? So I think that's the same thing. You got to know the situation you in.
With them type people, I just put myself in a situation where we don't even need to.
Yeah, I ain't telling you shit. Yeah, no, right. Ain't no point in telling you.
At the end of the day, I already done did it before. If I done did it before with a motherfucker and I know that they take shit a certain kind of way and they already stuck in their own mind, because I be stuck in my own shit.
Mm-hmm.
So I know how it go. No matter how much you try to think you getting to me, if I feel how it is, that's what it is. If you ain't saying nothing to make it make sense to me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we sitting the motherfucker all day and talk about this one subject if you don't never make sense. Like, you can't make me understand it if you can't make me understand it.
True.
Biggie,
yeah.
Big fact.
If you don't get it, you don't get it.
You don't get it. I don't get it, bro. You can't make me say that hat is goddamn, I mean, that shirt is cream. I'm looking at that shit white, bro.
Right.
You don't fuck what you say. That's white.
Right. So whatever.
You trying to explain? No, because it come from overseas and they use the cream inside. You got to look deep. No, that's white.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what if a person is past that point of their life? Like, you're telling them, you seem like you let yourself go and you had that conversation, but their rebuttal is, this is really who I am.
Mm. You either going to try to find a way to love it or trash it.
Because if you don't, eventually you're going to hate it.
And it's unfair because that's not the person you met. So they say, that's not really who I am. I was just trying to keep up with, but that's not really who I am. Like, if you would have known me 15 years ago or 10 years ago, that's
but
not
everybody evolved, though. So you might just done evolved into some bullshit, and then I can't deal with it, or I can deal with it, or I don't know.
Right, you either deal with it or you don't. So you telling them they let themselves go, but to them they're happy now.
Yeah, like
they say,
I
wasn't
peace.
Happy with makeup.
Yeah,
but you're like, you need you might say you need makeup or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
nah, but if you tell me in that way and I believe it, I believe it.
Yeah,
like if you come tell me like before you even start looking like you feel like you know what this shit, I tell like I have to tell Shante go get your hair fixed. She hate going to get a hair fix. Hate all that shit. Like, I don't care. I'm straight. Like, I don't want to do shit. You get what I'm saying? So I already know. So she going to tell me like, man, I'm going natural. I ain't get my hair fixed no more. Fuck out of it. You been saying this shit for 30 years that you hate going to the beauty shop and doing all that. You're fucking hippie. You get what I'm saying? So I would have to understand that. You get what I'm saying? Like, on that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Now you ain't showing me that you just fell off. You showing me that you just
being yourself.
That's different. This is who I am.
That's
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Herself.
Yeah, that's different, right? Yeah, though.
And I think that's respectable because you're being honest about this shit. This is who I really am. That. Yeah,
yeah.
Because I definitely can't. You can't be who I want you to be. Because I damn sure ain't gonna be who you want me to be.
Right.
Yeah. Big facts.
Big facts. Yeah. All right. So the solution is keep it real.
Keep it real.
Tell the person about theyself. Yeah. Bank gonna ride.
If the person come back and tell me that, man, hey, this is me, man. I'm chilling. You don't see me pulling my hair, but I ain't even do nothing to myself. I'm chilling. Ooh, 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 ooh. I don't care nothing about what you talking about. I'm good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to respect that.
Shit, that's attractive in itself. It's confidence.
What? No, listen. If your wife, hold on, buddy. If your wife, being who she is, decides to 360 tomorrow and
180. Go ahead, though.
Huh?
It's 180.
A 180. Going back she go back to who she is, right? Okay, she do a 180, and she decide to, like, stop being who she is, stop going to work. She don't work and being that go-getter. She stop, like, motivating you to do what you do and all that shit.
That's different.
That's falling off. What you mean? She just sitting her ass at... No, it's not.
I'm saying what he said about when we said just, go. Like, just... It might not be letting yourself go if you change your physical appearance.
It might be really who you are, right.
Well, that's different.
I'm saying now, if she do all that, say she changing all that, but she saying, goddamn, fuck what I get, like how you treat me.
Yeah.
Nah, you can't.
She stopped doing everything. Stop making sure that you on time with shit.
You never told me
that.
Like I said, I was saying like hair.
Yeah,
hair is different. I'm talking about
physical.
More
physical. You have to be some nap ass and Jay-Z hair.
Well, yeah, physically. I wanted
don't
to bring that up.
Nothing no more. You got the Jay-Z hairline.
That's different.
I'm natural. I gotta respect that.
Yeah,
I can't feel like you falling off because you don't want to never get your outfits again.
Yeah, physical attributes.
It's different.
But if you saying got that on. I don't want to watch dishes. I don't want to watch sheets and shit. Like, I just want to know you tripping.
That's part of letting yourself go, though.
That's part of letting yourself go.
That's part of it.
But, yeah.
That's what we initially was talking about.
Yeah, but he had said something pertaining. You see a person.
Yeah, and they say, this is what I am for real. Like, I like to, I don't like to put on this or that.
Yeah, no, when you said that part, that would make me say what I said. Yeah,
what you said made sense, though, because, I mean, most women are like that. Like, most women have that one thing that they don't like doing. You know what I mean? Like, yes, that's what men like, but they have it like, I don't like putting on makeup, but I know if I put on makeup, I look good. Or I don't like going to get my hair done, but I'm going to do it because my dude like that. But deep down, you really don't want to do that shit every
day. Deep down, niggas really don't care.
That's a bar, too.
Deep down, niggas really don't care.
That's.
Real shit.
Yeah. A lot of times women make
as long as you don't need
thing.
That shit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you need some enhancements, you need some enhancements.
Go ahead.
But if you don't, you don't.
Keep it real with them. Bank gonna ride, shy gonna cheat. That's the moral.
I'm only cheating
because it's some
if
bullshit.
If you completely let yourself go and you stop taking a bath,
why would you
stop,
get rid on? Why you gonna cheat?
That's all I've been saying the whole time. What's the point? I'm not gonna cheat.
Because all you're gonna do is be in the house cursing him out and making him feel worse about himself anyway.
Hopefully that can motivate him.
That ain't gonna you gonna feel worse.
You're gonna be miserable,
nigga. You ain't shit. That's why I'm out here fucking other niggas. And then next thing you know,
Shy is breaking up. I'm leaving. Can we? Okay, bank is staying. Shy is leaving.
Shy is leaving. Not cheating.
Dang, see, I was just staying like that.
Where are you going?
I'm saying, what you mean? If you do what?
I'm saying
you do all this shit. They tell me I stop baiting doing all this. What the fuck is this? Shit.
Y'all making my side hurt.
Oh my goodness, man. Another good episode of Big Facts Fridays. Check us out online, www.bigfactspod.com. Follow us at Big Facts Pod, all social media. Salute.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Big Bang and DJ Scream bring you Big Facts.
Hey, man, it's all way up.
Ladies and gentlemen.
That merch in.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. www.bigfactspod.com.
Yeah, with the real ones one time. Y'all come get y'all some of this merch, man.
Bigfactspod.com.
Let's get it.
Get that merch right now. Shop with us.
It's all the way up. Big Fat Merch
is going down.
Visit the new website today. www.bigfactspod.com. Visit now.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Everyone in our country has a voice. It's something that says not just where you come from, but who you are. Welcome to NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, a collection of podcasts and a celebration of the hosts in journalism who've always spoken truth to power. Our voices are as varied, nuanced, and dynamic as the Black experience, and stories should never be about us without us. Find NPR Black Stories, Black Truths on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey parents, looking for something fun to listen to in the car with your kids? Blippi and Mika have a brand new podcast, Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. Each week, the Blippi-mobile will take your kids to amazing places. Your kids will learn awesome new things about the places and things they see and hear. It's a fun, interactive listening experience for the whole family. Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.